Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
You're really intrigued, aren't you?
I am. That's what he said. How did you describe it?
I mentioned that I saw a movie. I don't see many movies, so when I do, it's a BFD. And I was flying out to San Diego and back, watched half of it on the flight out, half of it on the flight back. And it was an Oscar-nominated picture for Best Picture. And I chose it specifically because it made that list. And I'm like, okay, if I'm going to see a movie, I want it to be one of the best of the year. And so I watched this movie, and I had you and Kang come up with guesses. And you guessed South Korean film?
No, I switched.
That was my guess.
Yeah, it was okay. Kang's, yeah.
You went with Maestro. No, Kang, I thought you went with Maestro.
Kang did,
switched it after.
Well, after I gave the second clue. But initially, you went with Maestro as one of the top tens. And you initially went with what, Gator? I'm sorry?
I can't remember what I
initially think you went with the South Korean.
No, Anatomy of a Fall.
That's right.
I'm sorry. I apologize. And then I gave a second clue.
Yes.
It was excruciatingly boring.
So that's where I'm switching to Maestro.
Kang, you're moving off of Maestro?
Yeah, I went to Past Lives.
Okay, gotcha. All right. I will tell you, was there a theme from Ticket Texters?
Yes, it was the number one answer is the last night's Tigers game. No, honestly, it was a mix of them. It was holdovers, American Fiction. So yeah, people are not, I guess, a lot of boring movies now.
Yeah, well,
year.
I mean, I this is the third Oscar nominated movie I have given a chance to. One of them I liked, Oppenheimer. That Flower Moon thing was
Killers
awful.
Of the Flower Moon.
I couldn't stand it. I was like, what am I watching? After about 40 minutes, I'm like, enough. Pulled the plug. I turned to my wife and I said, will you be mad if we turn this off? And she goes, nope. And we turned it off. On this flight out, Gator, the movie that I watched that was excruciatingly boring was Anatomy of a Fall.
It was Anatomy of a Fall.
And
I stuck with it.
Let me tell you something.
The premise sounds intriguing.
Exactly. Not intriguing at all.
No?
I watched this whole movie thinking there's going to be a wild payoff. Like, there's going to be a payoff here. Like, oh my God, Rosebud's the sled. Like, I was all waiting for what the payoff was going to be.
Which was a crappy payoff, by the way.
It's not a great one. But let me tell you, I mean nothing. And it made me walk away with, should a movie even try to entertain? Is a movie in any way trying to be interesting?
And I tell you what, in hindsight, I really should have stopped. I should have looked at the cast because there's not a single person in the cast that I recognize. And one of the lead actress, Sandra Hüller, she actually was nominated. Two of her movies were nominated. I think she may have been nominated twice for Best Actress. Mm-hmm. But never heard of her and haven't heard of any of the other actors in this cast.
Yeah.
I probably should have gone right there.
Yeah, My bad. I don't want to spoil it in any way. I mean, if the endorsement doesn't steer you away, I don't want to give away. and I'm sure there's going to be some movie guy that says, you didn't get the subtleties. No, I didn't. And in fact, when it was over, I'm like, okay, what the hell did I miss? Because for this to get a nomination for Best Picture, there must have been something that was just too artistic for some rube like me to understand. So I went online and searched up, you know, what did I miss about the end, or what did the ending mean?
It takes place in the wintertime. I think there's a nice cabin, it looks like.
Yeah, it was a cabin. It was a ski house, hut, and all that. And they still managed to bore the living crap out of me. And, you know, I realized, like, I was sitting in a window seat. I could have pulled the shade down and stared at the closed shade and been more entertained than I was watching this movie.
That's quite an indictment.
It's crazy because Doug loves these, like, crime dramas. Like, you'll listen to podcasts about things like this. And so this is up your alley. I can see why you read it and go, all right, this is the movie.
Let's go.
Yeah.
And when I went online and read, like, synopsis and people who look back at it, they really didn't offer much up either.
Plus, it's 2.5 hours long.
Well, that's kind of why it took.
Well, he broke it up.
Yeah, well, I know, but that's the thing. It's 2.5 hours. That should have been clue number one.
Mm-hmm.
Too long for Doug.
And
although you liked Oppenheimer. Isn't Oppenheimer like 3.5 hours or something?
So it wasn't the length. It was the movie. Okay?
Yeah. It was the movie.
Yeah.
And
I kind of want to watch and see if I'm too dumb to get it, too.
Hey, best of luck. I'm not offended. If this is a sign of my intelligence.
I don't know.
I mean, there's a bloody body lying on the white snow.
It looks like a typical drama, crime, whodunit, thriller.
What we got?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I challenge you both to watch it.
How could it be that bad?
And I'm not going to say in one sitting because I couldn't do it in one sitting, but I challenge you to watch it.
Well, after I watch the Rock the Block finale, maybe I'll give it a shot.
Okay.
After the Red Wing game tonight.
Somebody on Twitch, Wrigley's mom, said, why watch the second half on the way back if it was so boring?
It's a great question.
It's a great question.
It's a great question.
So I watched the first half, and I'm like, But I'm thinking, it's Oscar nominated, man. It's about to get great.
Were you like vacillating between that movie and another one, another selection? Were you like a torn, like, which one should I watch? Or were you like, oh, this sounds good, I'm just going to go there?
No, I just jumped in on this one.
So it wasn't a choice too. No. That you could immediately stop the movie 20 minutes and like, this sucks. And
I'm
then...
trying to think if I didn't really, I was like, I've heard of this. This was Oscar nominated.
Let's see.
I probably showed up quickly in the Delta selection because it started with A and they're listed alphabetically.
Sure.
And so I just jumped right in.
Well, you went past American Fiction. It just come ahead of that.
Yeah, I don't think American Fiction was offered on Delta.
Fair enough.
But now I've seen three of the Best Picture nominees. Oppenheimer, thumbs up. Killers of a Flower Moon was confusing and weird, and I had zero interest of it after 45 minutes. Yeah. And then Anatomy of a Fall, I went through the weird psychology. This is so boring. It must be amazing because it got a nominated for Best Picture, and it wasn't.
Oh, all right, so I hate those though when the director tries to be the smartest person in the room, and then you'll just have to watch it again and pick up the nuances.
Did you notice the foreshadowing and
yeah,
at 23 minutes in and no, all right,
yeah. Exactly. The symbolism of the stark sky with the leafless trees because it's the middle of winter. That what that does is
Gotcha. 248-539-9797. Phone calls, feedback, Carson Anderson.
Do I want to watch it or not? Can you at all intrigued to watch it?
I want to see how boring this is.
How bad is it?
Yeah.
I've watched some boring stuff.
And if it's boring, I know I don't have to come back for the payoff because Doug, so I just bail.
Right, exactly. You maybe give it a half an hour and like, all right, that's enough. Let's watch 2.5 minute reruns.
What happened to Rock the Block?
Exactly. Right? This is a candy episode. What do we got, you know?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so there is a breaking story here, just seeing this, of a bit of a conclusion on the investigation into Michigan football for the COVID-19 dead period violations. Just kind of go over it because it's breaking as of right now. Agreed upon violations involve impermissible in-person contacts during the COVID-19 dead period, impermissible tryout and program exceeding the number of allowed countable coaches when non-coaching staff members engaged in on and off-field coaching activities, including providing technical and technical skill instruction to student athletes. The negotiated resolution also involved the school's agreement that the underlying violations demonstrated a head coach responsibility violation and former head coach failed to meet his responsibilities to cooperate with the investigation. The school also agreed that it failed to deter and detect the impermissible recruit contacts and did not ensure that the football program adhered to the rules and non-coaching staff members. Committee will not discuss further details in the case to protect the integrity of the ongoing process as the committee's final decision, including potential violations and penalties for the former coach, is pending. So that is a synopsis put out on the NCAA's website in part. You can see it all at NCAA.org if you want to check it out.
How do you penalize Jim Harbaugh at this point?
Don't know. Do not know.
He gone.
Yep. Do not know. But as I say with all these cases, if you did something wrong, you take your punishment. And the sooner you get to the punishment, the sooner you can move on beyond it. But Chris Vanini has tweeted out, Michigan's COVID recruiting violation penalties are out from the NCAA. 3 years probation, fine, recruiting restrictions, 1 year show cause for 5 individuals. Does it say who the individuals are? Does not. But we shall see as those names come out. That is a story just breaking as of right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.